Like, the wildest shit I seen was a guard let a nigga get off that motherfucking bus to come get ate up on eight, like literally in the laundry house. The gangster shit I ever seen in my life. Swear to God. That was a good one. That's one of my good memories. Another one, we had this nasty ass officer named Sergeant Flowers. Real nasty, dry ass wigs. Never forget it. She literally locked the whole compound down because she got in an argument with one inmate. Man, they hit that bitch with so many cans from the canteen. I don't think we ever seen Sergeant Flowers after that day. She might be there.
What, they were throwing cans at her?
What? Busted right in the back of her motherfucking head.
Like whole Coke cans and spray cans?
Bam, head chucked the ass. Because we had to go in. Everybody walking back to the...
All right, good afternoon. This is State of Florida versus Steven Testa with multiple cases before
the... All right, Boudny, man, thank you so much for being on the pod. Go ahead and tell the viewers who you are. And not only just tell us your name, but go ahead and let us start with just hearing your story. How was your upbringing? And just give us the whole real brief childhood upbringing.
All right. My name is Mootney, former inmate Spikes, S13220. Nah, but for real, y'all. I went to prison. I got sentenced to 3 years for trafficking. It was a man sentence. No gang time, no nothing. Day for day, I did my time. I got that sentence when I was 21 years old. I didn't get released from prison until I was 24, at the end of me turning 24. My upbringing was pretty much positive. I didn't have to do the things I did in life to go to prison. But, you know, the streets led me different. So when I became a teenager, I got into selling drugs. And then, you know, one thing led from the next, from weed to coke to, I can say that.
You say whatever you want. Okay.
From weed to coke to hard. And then, you know, blues came by and I started doctor shopping and shit just took off from there. Bitch was trying to be a baby millionaire. And, you know, I got caught up by trying to be too money hungry. All money ain't good money. So I got caught up by being too money hungry. And it took me away from my family for a few years.
All right. About the arrest that led to your incarceration going to prison. What were the exact charges? And then how'd you get flipped? Was it a CI? Was it the FDLE? Like, what happened? How'd you get flipped?
My charges was a trafficking oxycodone charge and then two sale charges. So it was a CI who set me up. I sold to that CI numerous of times before he and we were friends. And then I guess he caught me up twice once he got put up in some shit. And then that third time was when the big dogs dropped down on me. And yeah, I went to prison. You know, that's when I got caught up. I got a sting operation at a drive-thru.
Okay. And how much time did that sentence you to?
My first offer was 25 years. Wasn't finna fucking do it. I was only 21 years old. I'm not finna do more time than I lived. So I tried to fight the shit in the system. My second offer was 15 years. I ain't gonna lie. The way the streets was talking, like, your second offer is your last offer. You better take that. So I was really, really willing to take them 15 years until I ain't gonna even lie, to be honest, y'all. I got close with God. I started praying when I was fighting for my sentence. I started going to church because I ain't fight my sentence from, I didn't fight my charge from the inside. I bonded out and I fought my shit from home. So going to church, getting closer to people, understanding my worth, I was like, I'm not taking these 15 years. So, you know, hired me two lawyers, broke his shit, all that doctor visit money, all that doctor shopping money went back to lawyers. So it wasn't smart. And yeah, and my lawyers got me. It's a thing called a man. When you traffic in the state of Florida, it's a minimum mandatory. They can't give you no less than what the state requires, which is 3 years. It was my first real, real, real drug offense. So the judge let me take them 3 years.
All right. Appreciate you for sharing that. Now let's go ahead and fast forward into your prison sentence. So boom, you just accepted a 3-year plea deal in the county jail. Go ahead and walk us through and just paint the picture descriptively. How was your first day going to an adult women's prison?
My story is so different from everybody else because, like I said, I fought it from the outside. So when it was time for me to sign my deal, paperwork to go to prison or whatever, I kind of fucked around with the judge and was like, hey, my mama's sick. I can't go in right now. I need a furlough to stay out for a few days. Judge Roberts let me do that. Those 15 days I was out, head got loaded. I was on everything. Every drug under the sun, I was on that bitch. So when I went to jail, They was like, oh, you gonna be in here for a couple days and the bus come on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You never know. I was like, all right, it don't matter. I'm signed to 3 years so they can come whenever. Them bitches came in 2 days. 2 days. I sat in the county for 2 funky ass days and the state bus came and got my ass. So it took me to Broward. Broward, it was like around this time Broward was closing down. They was trying to make it a center for ICE, like for people like immigration people. So I did my RNO at Broward. Soon as I got off the bus, which one though?
No, hold this up.
Oh, soon as I got off the bus at Broward, had me some fresh ass county braids from this girl named, what's her name? Damn, I can't think of her name. Anyways, a girl from Prince, from Sarasota County. What's fucking, I can't think of her fucking name, but yeah, she did me some fresh ass braids. So when I got off the prison bus, I thought I was that bitch. Man, them CEOs told me a new ass. Soon as I got off, made me take every braid loose. They did that nasty ass quail shit in my hair, made me bend over and cough and just took all my human rights from me, like immediately. So I knew I was in prison, like within 72 hours, that shit went from the streets, the county, prison, like within 72 hours. So I couldn't believe it. I was just getting high, chilling. Now I'm like answering questions to people and shit. So that shit was weird for me. But yeah, but I went to every prison in Florida except for Gaston. Hi, I did that in 3 years. I went in there being an asshole. I said, I'm going to cut up. I'm going to show my ass. And that's what I thought I was going to do. So when I RNO from Broward, they put me at Homestead. While I get on Homestead, they chose me, inmate Spikes, to do a random drug test. Remind y'all, I was just home 2 weeks ago. Home. I failed that bitch. They ain't want to hear it. Lock my ass up in the box for 60 days straight. First time in prison, I in the box, 60 days straight. So when I got out, they gave me a funky ass cracker as my bunk in the open bay, snoring and all. I snapped out. Me and her got an argument. Back to the holding cell I went until it was time for me to get a real, assigned to my prison, which was Homestead. So I went to Homestead. Soon as I got there, everything was cool. Got my little blues and shit, seeing how the compound was. It's really like, at first, I seen it as like a high school sleepover that a bitch can't go home. Wrong. That shit was way worse than that. That shit was nasty. Like, disgusting. The showers, the food, the humans, the fucking CEOs. Like, everything about that shit was like not cool at all. So, I was there for a little while. Then I don't know what happened. Oh, I tried to be good. After like a year of being on the compound, I mean, a lot of shit happened to me while I was there. But I tried to be good so I can go to work release or whatever. So in my time trying to get the work release,
turned you gay a little bit.
I went gay a little bit. A little gay for the state. A little bit. You know what I mean? Still got me a bitch out here. Nah, but for real. So yeah, I tried to do good so I can go to work release. So in that time, I got transported to Lowell. Y'all won't even believe what happened when I got to Lowell. A fucking hurricane hit Florida. I was stuck there. I was supposed to be there for like 2 weeks just to transfer to work release. I was stuck there for like 4 fucking months in the nastiest fucking female prison ever. Lowell, like on the main compound. Shit was nasty. So, oh shit, my phone ringing. iPhone. No, I'm just playing. No, for real. But it was like in the nastiest prison ever. So me being there, I was writing my mama. I was talking to my classification officer. Like, this shit was supposed to be like a trans, you know what I mean? Just transition phase. Like, why am I stuck here? Then, my mama talked to the people, talked to Tallahassee, got my ass up out of there. I ended up going to work release in St. Pete. I thought this was going to be a sweet ass dream. Last little year and some change in the work release. Man, I get the work release. I don't think I was mentally ready for the world. God had to show me something. Because when I went to work release, I still went with that a bitch can't tell me shit attitude. I was in work release for 3 motherfucking days. I ain't even get a chance to go to get my real clothes dropped off to me. 3 days, they gave me a disrespect charge and locked my dumb ass right back up. And being at Hillsborough Correction was the only thing close to St. Pete, I went there. That shit was a faith-based camp, so I thought it was a cupcake camp. That shit had nothing but like 20 officers, 3 dorms. So I was like, shit, I can do the rest of my little time here. Did like maybe like 6 months there. And then they knocked on my motherfucking bed and shipped my ass back to motherfucking Homestead. So it was like I was just going from prison to prison, from Broward to Homestead to Lowell to Hillsborough, back to Homestead, when everyone but Gaston. Like, literally every single one but Gaston. So when I was in Homestead, I was like, listen, ain't no more work release. That shit over. I lost my work release shit. So I was like, nah, I ain't got to do nothing but just EOS from this bitch. I got a set date. They can't give me no more time unless I create a charge. Just be quiet. So that last 4-5 months going back to Homestead, that shit humbled me. I was like, I'm going to go home. Like, because I got to taste home a little bit when I went to the work release. I was like, man, I want to go home, man. That shit was whack. But so my story definitely different from most people.
All right. So before we focus on the transition home, just I would say like the average thought for most people when it comes to women's prison, they think of two things. And number one is obviously like homosexuality, like girls messing with girls. Mm-hmm. But then also too, like you always hear that the women's prisons are like more like dramatic because there's a whole bunch of women and they say like the violence is kind of like over like the top. So can you give us an inside look in the description? Number one, is there politics on the pound? Like, is there active like sets? You know what I mean? Like banging, like women banging.
Like they got fights, games, people who feel like they from here. They got them hoes and they'll be knocking on the wall to my Duval. Like the same shit that go on in men's prison, that territory shit like in female prison. But like you said, hormones involved, so people got more feelings, more emotions. They take that shit to the extreme. It ain't just you disrespect me, I don't like what you said. It's that shit gonna run like a child tail, you know what I mean? To where it get to the point where you ain't got a choice but to bump this hoe, you know what I mean? Because now the whole compound know how you feel about it because your emotions done, you know what I mean, done got the best of you. And when it come down to like relations and shit on the compound, that shit, everyone, like it's for real. Officers and inmates. Inmates and inmates, you know what I mean? Like, I done seen it all. Like, I went to a wedding in prison. And the officers, like, affiliated that shit. Like, you know, like a whole wedding.
Can you give us a brief rundown of the wedding?
Man, listen, shit was so funny. Like, flyer went out on the compound, everything.
Of two inmate women getting married.
Yeah. All right. The flyer went out, a call out. You know, the call out is in prison when that shit come in that glass. That's how the flyer was. Real shit. These people was lifers. So they had like a respect thing on the compound. Who was my captain at Homestead? I think Captain Mac. He let that shit go down. That shit was cool as fuck. Everybody had to meet third, you know what I mean? The second yard. Everybody rushed their little meal so they can get out there and see the wedding. Them motherfuckers had like a whole buffet style out there. All types of styles of ramen noodles and baked quarter-legged chickens and shit. That shit was good as fuck. I ain't gonna fucking lie. That shit was good. I remember. For real. Shout out to Gwen, though. Ah, I remember they got married.
All right, so before we focus on the transition home, give us maybe one or two, like, crazy prison stories. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, like, give us two, like, crazy moments from your prison experience that you'll never forget, whether it's good or bad.
Well, in Homestead, it's right next door to, what is that, Miami-Dade? I think that is Miami-Dade prison it is down there. So we used to do the niggas' laundry. You know what I mean? And them niggas had to come pick up their own laundry. Like, the wildest shit I seen was a guard let a nigga get off that motherfucking bus to come get ate up on eight, like, literally in the laundry house. The gangster shit I ever seen in my life. Swear to God. That was a good one. That's one of my good memories. Another one, we had this nasty ass officer named Sergeant Flowers. Real nasty, dry ass wigs. Never forget it. She literally locked the whole compound down because she got in an argument with one inmate. Man, they hit that bitch with so many cans from the canteen. I don't think we ever seen Sergeant Flowers after that day. She might be there.
Well, they were throwing cans at her?
What? Bust her right in the back of her motherfucking head.
Like whole Coke cans and spray cans?
Bam, head chucked the ass. Because we had to go in. Everybody walking back to the compound.
So when she closed the yard and everyone just started throwing soda.
So some people got to get their bag full and some people got that bitch empty across their shoulder. And she thought it was all cool with her hands in her. Just telling people, stand in line that way. Stand in line that way. Next thing you know, like a 12-pack hit her ass. And bitch, we was inside for like 3 days. No lie. Like 3 days. That shit was wild.
All right, so now with your transition home, two things. Number one, how was the transition home from the time doing prison, navigating back into society? And just what are you doing now? Like, how has everything, like, turned full circle for you?
That shit definitely made me antisocial. Like, I don't really like being around a lot of people, closed in with a lot of people no more. Like, it stopped me. I don't know. And I definitely see the world different because I done had everything taken from me. So shit that people be out here, like, stressing by, like, man, bitch ain't have nothing. Bitch just had three items to their name and was living their best life that day. So it definitely showed me, like, humbleness to the most. Like, and to be honest, I kind of respect, like, you know what I mean? I got respect for, like, I ain't gonna say the law, but, like, you know what I mean? How shit supposed to be, you know what I mean? How shit supposed to be ran. Like, I don't know how to even put it, like, not even sound like that, but it just, like, I understand what I did to get me where I went. But the thing is, if you ain't gonna never learn your lesson, if you don't understand why you went, fuck getting caught. You got caught for a reason. But once you understand the reason why you had to go sit down and not that you sat down, then you can move on a little bit easier on your life. So I ain't had no jits, no nothing. I got out 24 years old, got pregnant 3 months later. I don't know how the fuck that happened. And shit, I've been a mama ever since. So yeah, like my transition been beautiful. Like seeing my daughter grow up, raising my baby, like I never went back. Got a couple speeding tickets, a couple warnings, but I ain't never went back. And I ain't felt no metal handcuffs since I got out 10 years ago. So it's a chance you can get out here and really, really do positive. You just gotta want that shit. So
that's fire. All right, now tell the viewers where they can find you at. Where can they follow you at? You got anything up and coming? Any social media handles you want to plug in? Anything you want to plug in?
Don't worry about this Wawa shit. That's your second job. I made some fire-ass candles. You can find me at Mootney Timmons, you know, on Facebook, or Me, My Sense, and I on Facebook, on Instagram. It's the same thing, but my name is Moontney. Last name Timmons, Timmons. You can't forget it.
There you go. Anything else you want to share before we end this?
I'm hungry as fuck. That's about it.
All right. What about for those who are still doing time? Any message for those who are about to start a bit or are like throughout the middle of the journey of their bit? Any inspiration, anything for them?
I say just pray. Every night, every time you go to bed, you wake up the next morning. That's a blessing. Don't worry about the calendar, how many more of these days you got to go. Just know you waking up and there's another day that you can do something better with yourself. You ain't got to be out here because there's bitches out here in prison, free in prison. They soul in prison, they mindset in prison. So you can be one of the freest persons inside that gate. It's just all about how you handle everyday life skills. But just know, like, I don't know, the mind is powerful, the tongue is powerful. Just talk and pray your way up out that shit and you'll get it.